Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Former US President Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty to charges stemming from his efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. It's his third indictment in 4 months and the latest in a string of criminal cases. Mr. Trump arrived in Washington to face federal court with his motorcade, flying in from his private golf club in New Jersey. It was a brief appearance close to cameras with a court sketch showing Mr. Trump surrounded by lawyers. He spoke afterwards at the airport.
Well, thank you very much. This is a very sad day for America. And it was also very sad driving through Washington, D.C. and seeing the filth and the decay and all of the broken buildings and walls and the graffiti. This is not the place that I left. It's a very sad thing to see it. When you look at what's happening, this is a persecution of a political opponent. This was never supposed to happen in America. This is the persecution of the person that's leading by very, very substantial numbers in the Republican primary and leading Biden by a lot. So if you can't beat him, you persecute him or you prosecute him. We can't let this happen in America. Thank you very much.
This is the first time an American president or former president has ever been indicted. The Republican front-runner in the 2024 presidential race has been charged with 4 criminal counts in this indictment: conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of and attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. The 45-page indictment, brought by Special Counsel Jack Smith, details how the former president spread lies about voter fraud and urged Republican officials to overturn Joe Biden's election, ultimately resulting in the January 6 Capitol riots. Mr. Trump has a total of 78 charges against him, including from 2 separate indictments. They relate to the storage of classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago home and hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. If sentenced to a maximum term for each, he would theoretically face hundreds of years in prison. Mr. Trump is also currently being investigated for potential conspiracy to commit election fraud relating to his attempts to overturn the presidential election results in the state of Georgia. Outside the court in D.C., protesters gathered in both support and criticism.
He needs to be locked up, like, effective immediately. It doesn't matter. He's done so much anyways that this man roaming the streets is just crazy.
I hope he gets every single thing that's coming to him. I feel like it's important that we hold even those on top accountable for breaking the law.
Trump's going to march on. He's probably going to get more popular. Just this scene alone will make him more popular right here.
Some of his diehard supporters showed up in a so-called MAGA limo, while others held signs ranging from lock him up to Trump 24 or before, and a man in a Trump suit with the word loser brandished on the front.
I'm above the law. I told you last. I told you in 2020 I'm above the law. You didn't listen to me. I am above the law.
Donald Trump's spokeswoman Alina Haber spoke ahead of his appearance, calling the indictment Biden political warfare.
This is not a coincidence. This is election interference at its finest against the leading candidate right now for president for either party. President Trump is under siege in a way that we have never seen before. President Trump and his legal team and everyone on his team will continue to fight, not for him, but for the American people.
A judge has set the next hearing in the case for August the 28th, 5 days after the first Republican primary debate. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.
Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.